Chapter 16. When the dark clouds began to roll in, Captain Solano knew. She sounded the alarm immediately. What was happening? Rainbow Dash and the other ponies looked to their new comrades for answers. "Storm guards!" Captain Solano squawked. "Looks like they found you!" Twilight's face contorted into anguish. "Tempest! Secure the rigging!" Captain Solano ordered. "Everyone, prepare for lockdown!" Applejack's eyes were as wide as dinner plates. "Oh, no!"
"Goodness!" Fluttershy whispered.
Boyle led Applejack, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, Rarity, Rainbow Dash, and Spike to a trap door. They galloped inside to hide. Luckily, the transfixed Twilight slipped in at the very last moment. As the hatch shut, the ponies held their breaths and looked at one another. Rainbow Dash finally broke the silence.
"You think she saw my rainboom?"
Her cheeks blushed pink with embarrassment. She had just been trying to liven up the party, not ruin their whole adventure.
"Are you kidding me?"
Twilight retorted. She began to pace around the room, which was never a good sign.
"This is bad. This is bad. This is very bad."
Suddenly, the airship lurched as a harpoon above deck made contact and began to reel them into the skiff.
"Ah!"
the ponies shouted as they all fell into a pile. They craned their necks to listen as Tempest Shadow and the storm creatures boarded the craft. A long series of murmurs followed.
"What are they saying?"
Pinkie Pie whispered.
"Nice things?"
"They're asking where I am,"
Twilight exclaimed. She was already a ball of nerves.
"Tempest is accusing them of sheltering fugitives and threatening them with the wrath of the Storm King,"
Twilight began to panic.
"We have to get off this ship before they tell Tempest we're here."
Rainbow Dash scoffed.
"We helped them get their mojo back. They're not going to give us up."
Rarity and Applejack nodded in agreement, but it did nothing to calm Twilight. She was getting that twitchy look she sometimes had when she was trying to impress the other princesses. But all they could do was keep quiet and wait it out. Up above, Tempest had had enough. She'd pointed out Captain Solano and her crew's silly outfits. They were supposed to be wearing standard-issue Storm King brand delivery gear. Solano claimed they were having a pirate-themed party. It was very fishy. The rule book didn't allow time for parties, so they were definitely lying.
"You know who else is really good at parties?" Tempest growled. "Ponies. Now I'm gonna count to three, and if you don't tell me where they are, your ship is going down."
But before she could even count, Tempest was interrupted by a loud shriek. She galloped over to the underbelly. One glance confirmed it. The ponies had escaped through the trap door in the bottom of the airship.
"What?"
Tempest's shrill voice rang out. She scanned the sky for the colorful equines, but couldn't find anything. Tempest stomped her hoof on the deck in frustration. She peered over the edge one last time, hoping the ponies had all made it out alive. Not because she cared much, but because Tempest wanted that princess in one piece. And she would get her.
"Hey, Tempest!"
Grubber shouted. He ambled up, holding a cupcake and a worn piece of scroll.
"What's that?"
she barked. Couldn't he see she was busy trying to wallow in her own frustration right now?
"I found this. It's a kind of cupcake thing with sprinkles,"
Grubber grinned.
"And this is...
Tempest yanked the scroll from his claw and unfurled it. There were crazy-looking scribbles all over it.
"It's a map,"
Tempest observed, and it was the perfect clue. "They're going to Mount Eris."